Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now from Singapore is Jefferies analyst Atul Goyal. He delivers a harsh assessment of Sony's electronics business in his latest research note, calling it the Achilles heel of the company. Also on set with us, our guest host Michelle Peluso of Gilt Group. Atul, thank you for joining us this morning. You talk about how the electronics business is really valued at zero at this point, yet the CEO of Sony has said that electronics is in Sony's DNA and it is his mission to revive it. He's on the wrong track then?
Morning, Scarlett. Morning, Tom. Morning, Sarah. He's got very difficult choices to deal with. He's got profitable businesses like insurance and content, which includes music and movies. But electronics has not generated anything. And this is when you're talking about 10 years back, this company was in a strong position. They didn't have competitors like Samsung and Apple that are today. They had all the army they needed. At that time, they could not deliver what was needed. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult, having lost all that army and now being left with foot soldiers, to deal and compete with this, with these two giants in the space of consumer electronics on an ongoing basis. One off, one year, one product, yes, it's possible. But on a sustained basis, to generate profits, we are talking about bottom line here. It's not about generating products. Remember, Sony was the first one to come out with OLED TVs?
Right.
It was also the first one to come out with LED TVs. But it doesn't make any money there. So that's the challenge. And they do have opportunity in turning it around, but there are different places where they need to look to revive the company.
Atul, does this then mean that Dan Loeb, the activist investor, is right to push Sony to split up its businesses and perhaps spin off the entertainment business?
The proposal is very interesting. Part of it is actually very compelling. And part of it, I don't really understand. The first part, which is very compelling, is that all these businesses require a lot of management focus. The scarcest resource in the world is management time. And if you're going to dedicate a lot of management time in wrong places, in a very wide range of products, the likelihood of success is very, very low. So you need somebody who actually does focus. Spinning off and hiring somebody really competent to run that content business, mm-hmm. now whether it's from inside or outside, mm-hmm. is required. But at the same time, the second part of it,
let me cut to the chase. I was using a Betamax when I worried about a Sony board that would actually represent shareholders. Is there even a clue that the Japanese members of the Sony board give a damn about Sony ADR shareholders in the United States?
It's a difficult one. I mean, generally speaking, most companies in Japan, their first priority is not shareholders.
Yeah.
It's something else. So, you know, that's what I would leave it with.
Mm. All right. Well, we thank you so much for your time. Atul Goyal, an analyst over at Jefferies in Singapore, joining us this morning.
I mean,
calling
I'm
the electronics business
this.
The Achilles heel.
Yeah, that
very
was
telling.
Brilliant. It was a brilliant note. But in Michelle Peluso, who's worked at Citigroup and at Travelocity and faced the wrath of owners and shareholders, this is possibly the world's worst shareholder company I've ever seen. It's breathtaking.
I think what Atul said is very interesting. The idea that you can run an insurance company with its set of dynamics and regulation,
yeah.
and an electronics company with fierce competitors like Samsung and Apple, and an entertainment company, that's a very hard management task.
It's almost a throwback to the 1950s, mm. I would say.
But there's no synergies there between the various businesses. I mean, perhaps between entertainment and the electronics business,
right.
I could see the connection. But between the insurance business, which sells life insurance in
yeah.
Japan domestically, not overseas, with the electronics business, which gets most of its sales from overseas, you don't see a lot of
These
overlap.
Feel very different. You know, the question I think is there a narrow, smaller electronics business that could make sense? They have had some rave reviews recently with their new cameras, their new electronic gaming consoles. Maybe there's something there.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.